The clip of my heels as I crossed the tiled lobby offered a staccato beat to the morning's agenda. Carigiani followed in my wake. Bringing him with me had been a choice. The guys needed the peace of mind that I had backup, while I also preferred to know that each of them were not out there running alone. The list of tasks we needed to accomplish had grown longer, while the window in order to complete them had narrowed even further. I'd chosen today's outfit with care. Word of my mother's death was practically front-page news for the gossips among us. The black pantsuit and blazer set the right tone for mourning, even if I could barely register grief for Melissa Benedict Reed's death when almost all of my focus was on Andrea. Where was she? Who was she with? What was happening to her? Appearances, however, had to be kept. The fact Hallie was at a woman's power breakfast meant this was an ideal location to corner her. King wouldn't be with her, nor most of her family.
Miss Benedict,
a familiar voice said, equal parts solicitation and sympathy. It took a moment for me to register the woman approaching with her hand outstretched. It was the salt and pepper hair pulled fiercely back from her face and secured into a tight chignon that gave her away. All hard angles and high cheekbones, Mrs. Johanna Thorpe had been born an Adler. However, I didn't hold that against her. She'd been a very good friend to my grandmother. I was well aware that she sent her thoughtful gifts of her favorite flowers and the occasional treat basket, though more and more grandmother didn't recognize any of us. I accepted her offered hand and summoned a wan smile. The part I needed to play as a grieving daughter had some specific requirements. The gloves covered my hands and added to the atmospheric black I wore, as did the equally opaque sunglasses. Grief, as with all things, needed to be fashionable. Mrs. Thorpe, I greeted her and tilted my head easily as she leaned in to press air kisses to each of my cheeks.
Darling girl, what are you doing here? I assure you, everyone would have understood if you skipped the event.
I lifted my shoulders in the most careless of shrugs. Mother had many interests, as you know, none of which was the power of women entrepreneurs or the development of future leaders. Then again, a large number of the donors in attendance didn't do more than pay lip service and arrive promptly for the breakfast and the mimosas.
She would be so very proud of you,
Mrs. Thorpe said, her sympathetic smile turning a bit maudlin.
I wish.
So do I said, cutting her off before she brought grandmother into it. But if you'll allow me, I'm just going to make an appearance, listen to the introductory speaker, and then slip out quietly so I don't distract from the rest of the event.
You won't be a distraction at all.
Despite her firm words, some of the worry around her eyes eased.
But if you need anything, anything at all, let me know. I'm sure you will release the funeral and memorial service plan soon.
Well, this was as good a time as any to begin spreading the word.
Perhaps, though with the crash and all.
I just let it trail off, and Mrs. Thorpe nodded swiftly.
Of course, that makes so much sense. That poor family and your sister.
Genuine sorrow inhabited her voice, and my heart wrenched at the open display.
Is she home?
Not yet, I told her. I'm going to her soon. We thought it best we keep her out of the immediate fray. I hated this lie more than any other. While we would absolutely have kept her out of the fray, committing to the lie was a soul-deep bruise that throbbed more with every passing moment.
If you'll forgive me, Mrs. Thorpe.
I needed to escape this conversation before her pity drowned me. She squeezed my hand once more, but nodded, murmuring,
of course, do let me know if I can do anything.
Not lingering, I withdrew my hand and continued down the hall to where the marble tile gave way to carpeted floors. The lush hotel was an ideal location for the gathering of this size. The conference center meeting rooms easily accommodated more than twice the number I expected to see inside. The tables were spread out, with the more prominent members up front. As always, wealth and power dictated precedence. Inside, the lights were lower, and I had to remove my sunglasses. Wearing them through the hotel allowed my eyes to adjust to the gloomier room far more easily. Serving staff weaved among the tables, delivering coffees and orange juices,